Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Jake, how you doing? Specifically, how were you doing 11 years ago?
11 years ago, thank you for asking. I had just hit puberty and life was going well. For the second time.
Late bloomer.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you, I had a few stages of puberty.
Oh.
Yeah, the doctors can't figure it out, but I'm almost to the third one. That's where you start growing facial hair, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, we were talking about Twitter earlier, and I was like, let's go back and see if I have anything that's going to make me lose my career or my old Twitter.
And that's always good to check.
Yeah. Turns out we're good. However, I forgot how much of a wannabe comedian I was on Twitter. I did not use Twitter like a normal person college. It was just 140 character joke after joke after joke. And I wanted so badly to be recognized.
I remember one of my favorite bits back in the Twitter days is anytime any girl even acknowledged a guy on Twitter, I would just respond with a thirst aid kit. That was always a classic. That was what I found on my old Twitter. I really overplayed the thirst aid kit joke.
Just a lot of
just
replies.
Anytime any girl said anything to anyone. It's like... You need this.
Thirst aid kit.
Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
Okay. You ready for some tweets?
Yeah.
Some college tweets? All right. From Triplet Jake. There she was, walking towards me with a perfect smile and beautiful blonde hair. And there I was, regretting that fart in the elevator.
How many likes and favorites? How many?
Zero retweets, 10 favorites.
Okay.
Not bad.
10 people need a thirst aid kit, I think. That's pretty good. What else?
All right. We're just getting started with these terrible jokes. I asked a Catholic girl what she calls a woman in the church who dies and goes to heaven. Agnes? Mary? Teresa? Question mark. Her answer? None of the above. Spelled N-U-N. Wordplay.
Wordplay.
Two retweets.
Think about it.
30 favorites.
Okay, yeah. The Christian world got fired up for that one.
They liked it. This one feels pretty solid for the time.
Okay.
I tweeted, oh, is this supposed to be offensive? My God.
This was fine for the time. What's up with
this? Yeah. No. Okay. I tweeted, oh my God, Becky, look at her self-respect.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
42 favorites.
4 retweets, 8 likes.
Wow.
No love. Okay. No love.
You had a few people resonated with it, but.
Another one. My fiance has this cute habit where she likes to pretend we're not engaged, tear the ring off, and then question how it got there in her sleep. Classic.
For the time, that was really
for the
funny.
Time, yeah. That was humor.
Yeah. Non-consensual assault jokes were all the rage in 05.
Imagine toilet paper so soft it goes to bed by midnight on a Friday night. 1 like.
Who liked that? Your dad?
I don't know. That was me being frustrated at people in college going to bed early.
This will show them.
Yeah.
Did you tweet it at like 12:15 in the morning? Like,
It was 9:30 at night. I don't know.
You're geared up for it. Make sure people stay up.
My girlfriend told me that she was too old to be posting pictures with me on Instagram. And I thought, wow, I didn't know 86-year-olds knew about Instagram. I don't know.
What, your sister?
Five likes.
Your sister's 86?
Look, I don't know what these joke formats were. I was just trying. I
didn't know you were into older ladies.
It was a joke.
I'm going back in my Twitter. I got a...
Here's
else?
One. Lot of reach.
What year is this from?
This is like 2012, 2013.
Okay, nice.
2014. Here's one. Lot of love.
I want to hear it.
I'm giving up cleaning out my dryer for Lent. I'm sure a lot of people have made that joke since then, but was I the first? I don't know.
How many retweets?
Maybe. Five retweets.
Five!
18 likes.
Holy cow, dude.
So that's a big one.
That was pretty good. I'll tell you what.
I'm
trying to go back in mine. Twitter, man, Twitter was everything, back when we started out, you know, college, high school. I remember getting up senior year of high school.
Wow.
Fire up the tweets. My earliest tweet is in early 2018. I kind of got off Twitter for a while.
I just found this one as I'm scrolling. This is so dumb. I tweeted Eno Hammocks, like the big, like, hammock company.
Yeah.
I just said, make a hammock for several people to use and call it the Weeno. I don't know if I've ever used a hammock in my life. Why was that on my mind? There's a lot of dumb ones. I always feel vain when I brag about giving blood. It's kind of clever. Three likes.
This wordplay is, I mean, you was probably going over a lot of people's heads, man.
Thanks.
You were kind of before your time.
Believing in me.
Yeah. I believe in you a lot, man.
Sure I just broke my nose playing pickup basketball tonight. Or as I like to call it, when I sneeze, it feels like childbirth. That one just sounds like an actual tweet. That's not really wordy. Wordplay.
I'm not really sure about that one. They tweeted out the map to Coachella, and I said, where are we dropping, boys?
That seems recent.
2018.
Okay. I was going to say, there's no way that was college.
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Yeah. It's always nice to go back, because I think anyone with any kind of following has to be like, let me make sure I wasn't... I'm sure you believe you were a good person all along. So do I. But it's like, let me just double check I wasn't like part of the KKK somehow. And you go back to look at your tweets like, I wasn't saying anything crazy.
I don't know why I
would be concerned. I feel like I was raised right. And
I just kept tweeting puns about fake girlfriends I wasn't having.
Yeah.
That was most of it.
Yeah, you're canceled because your tweets were so pathetic about how single you were.
Stop
just
tweeting.
Sad. We're back with Correct Opinions, another episode. I hate to say it, but I'm getting excited for fall, maybe as much as the ladies.
Because of cider or because of something else?
Cider of what?
Sorry. You're probably caught up on the wordplay from earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
Nothing's inside of anyone.
Okay,
I'm saying like apple cider.
Yeah, I'm already starting to get, it's too, y'all need to calm down, but girls are already starting to DM and tweet like, fall, because we're the fall guys. I'm the fall guy, and pretty excited about it. It's kind of fun to have a thing, and I'm the mascot for basic white girls in the fall, and I'm proud of that. And it's gonna be fun to be on tour during that, honestly.
That's gonna be a big thing. And
so we're already gearing up for what we got to do at Big this year, fourth year. Pretty exciting.
Where do we go? Who do we see? What do we do? Let us know in the comments. How do we make the most of
who's
fall?
Who's the
girl?
Most famous fall celebrity? Me.
Yeah. There's nowhere else to go.
Joanna Gaines.
She would be huge.
Rachel Ray. I don't know.
If either of you guys listen to the podcast, please get in touch with us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
I know that Tiger Woods does. So.
Back with another episode, and we're having a good one. We're coming into end of August.
Yep.
And falls right on the corner. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Earlier today, I mentioned to you hot air balloon ride, which is a fun way for us to die on camera, I think.
Yeah, I didn't say it at the time because I was kind of like, I'll just kind of let that one slide, but I'm not getting a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
I would pee my panties.
Okay.
I don't wear panties. So that's off the board. Fall activities. We should go apple picking. We haven't done that.
Mm. Yeah.
It's pretty full.
What is the process of apple picking? I've never done it at all. You just go and you just, you pick apples?
Yeah, I think anyone can do it, yeah. There's no, like, training.
And so what's the allure? Like, why would I ever do that? Serious question.
Because
the store has them. They're pre-picked.
Right, but you take them right off the tree, man.
And then what happens?
I don't know. Like, that's Katie's gardening. It was like, here's a cucumber from the backyard that if you saw it in the store, you would...
Not a good one.
It's kind of fun, but I don't know. There was some. I grew up. My grandparents. They lived in the Northeast. We'd go up there and pick blueberries, and then she'd make a gobbler. It was pretty, pretty dang austere.
I get the allure if you have something in your backyard. That's fun to pick and make for yourself. But like, I have to drive 30 minutes. To go get...
To apples,
yeah. And these aren't even Honey Crisp.
Right.
Which I'd be willing to pay for.
Right.
In a baggie.
Gala.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross.
Yeah. I think maybe I just have something with food. You will never catch me carving a pumpkin.
Carving pumpkins? Let's talk about the worst fall activities.
I've never done it. I never will.
Triggered.
What is the point?
Carving pumpkins. Oh,
my gosh. I don't get it.
I can't stand carving pumpkins. And those kits come with the most flimsy little knives of all time. You snap them off.
What kids are you talking about?
Kits. I'm sorry.
No, I seriously was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Maybe
you know, buy 3 pumpkins, get a kid.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's just an Oklahoma thing.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I don't
exactly
know.
Exactly. It was. It was the 90s.
It was okay back then.
Different time. I never liked it. It was nice because as a kid, they're like, you're just, you know, somehow that attitude be fun. And it's nice to know I still hate it. And I was, or you see people going on a little cute date. We're going to go pick a pumpkin and carve it together.
I get annoyed.
Oh my gosh.
Them. Yeah.
Just go buy a meal like a normal adult.
Neither of them enjoy that. You cannot convince me that both people ever have enjoyed carving a pumpkin together.
No, there's no way dudes get fired up for that.
Unless pumpkin carving, like, I guess there's a chance it means something that I don't know of. I could see that being fun.
Yeah. Unless if it came with a kid, I would do it. But it doesn't.
If there was like a decent chance you could procreate from it. Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Well, that's probably why a lot of guys do it.
But yeah. Maybe.
Yep. Trick or treating.
I've done that before. That's fun.
No, you walk down my street, my porch light is off.
Oh, like as an adult.
You're yes.
Anti trick or treat.
Come on. Are they trick-or-treating with COVID?
Mm.
Maybe door-to-door. Some door will be like, please show your proof of vaccination. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
By the way, just as a quick note, I know a lot of places this fall, aka some of the places we're going to shows at, are requiring stuff like that. I've gotten one or two sassy DMs. Hey, we're just chilling. I'm not doing anything. I'm just being told what to do.
We are not in.
Don't think I'm a
control of this.
So
just heads up.
We got to do the same stuff.
Yeah.
Just a side note.
Just so you know.
So we're doing our best. Okay. We're going to be there. Please be there. I don't know. We're not in control.
We really want to make this happen.
We will.
And this is
probably 2032. We'll run Kennedy Triple
for Congress.
Yeah. So sweet. Then we'll get mad at us. But for now,
we're not in charge.
Trick or treating? Are you trick? You have the candy for the kids?
I don't know if I've ever, as an adult, like had done my part for the neighborhood. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
One of my good friends, his birthday is on Halloween, so like we're always doing something for his birthday.
Yeah,
I'm not chilling at home handing out mini Snickers bars.
Right. These kids don't need more candy.
No, they're fine.
Fine.
I'm sure it's gotta be hard if you're a kid and you have access to the internet and an iPad. To be convinced to like dress up in a costume and go walk around your neighborhood when it's like 20 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll stick with the iPad.
I think it'd be funny when you're to be the trick-or-treating house that gives out the horrible stuff just to see the look on their kids' faces.
Yeah.
Hand them like a, I don't know. Yeah, a cucumber from my wife's garden. Yeah. This isn't even a good cucumber. I'm like, it's homegrown, kid.
You guys like jelly beans? Yeah. Okay, well, I picked out all the bad ones from that, like that one package you used to get. So here's vomit, here's throat.
Give them the fake ones.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
Just the bad ones. Yeah.
Make them eat there right in front of you.
Eat it.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, if you want, I'll give you this whole bag if you try one. Okay. You just watch him cringe and you slam the door on him. Welcome to the real world.
Speaking of holidays, it's my birthday week, Trey.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything more annoying than someone saying birthday or birthday week or pumpkin carving?
Shout out to you. Last year, I think we fully worked all day and did this whole thing on your birthday. And it was like 4 days later, I was like, was your birthday like a week ago? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'd love how guys do that.
That's cool.
Oh, it reminds me. I'm going to text my buddy. I have this runny bit with a great friend of mine. His birthday was maybe like 9 days ago. So I'll just text him right now. Happy birthday. And it's so disrespectful. There, I did it. We'll see if he responds while we're recording.
And every 9 days is a good time period. Like,
screw you, man.
Yeah. 9 days is great.
Yeah. Okay. The big 30.
Yeah.
You'll be on vacation during then, huh?
I'll be on vacation.
Was that kind of planned accordingly? Or
it kind of worked out because you were going on a little vacation this week as well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, Trey's gone. I'm going to leave. And then I was like, oh. It's my birthday.
Yep.
So, no, it wasn't really planned.
Fun. I'm going to Vegas. Mm. So, if anyone has any ideas of fun things to do there, I've heard it's fun to
if anyone
gamble.
Has any heroin or street legal cocaine.
Oh, man. It's so funny. Vegas is a great place. You can do it. Me and my buddies are very low-key. We have fun. I remember the first, because we'd like to go every year, shout-out to the Palms. They hook us up. We go out. I remember I had some friends and family who'd be like, so Trey's officially gone off the deep end. He's going there.
Las Vegas, Sin City.
So
really, with a bunch of guys.
Do you know the people that are giving you drugs, or are they strangers? It's like, we're not doing drugs. We're just like eating and playing golf.
Let me guess. You're going on the trip with Molly.
Yeah.
Is Molly going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Is everyone going to meet Molly? That's what it sounds like. That'll be fun.
That will be fun.
Excited for that.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't want to forget another thing about the fall that I hate, and I guess Halloween specifically, haunted houses.
Mm.
Those aren't scary. Grow up. You know it's fake. I can't believe how people we go through one and people are like, I'm actually scared for this. Or some of the dudes. Like, this is a warehouse with actors in it. How are you frazzled right now?
You also never catch me paying for anything like that.
Exactly. And have you ever heard of those crazy ones where, like, have you heard of that one out in an hour outside of Tulsa?
You have to sign a release.
You have to sign a release that lets them beat you. And you, I mean, their people get stitches doing it. Like, what are you talking about?
If you check the box here, you'll see that they give you legal permission to pumpkin carve you.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know exactly what that means.
Right,
but
that's part of the
they use a glove, so.
Yeah, and they say, I guess, no matter how much you want out, you sign the waiver that. You know, there's some people, they've been there for years.
Yeah.
They signed the waiver.
They didn't
it's like,
read
that's
it.
Not how this works. You're like, just a piece of paper that says, like, you can torture me. Signed, Trey. And you just, the law system's like, our hands are tied.
Yeah. I mean, you do hear rumors. I never go to them. So I don't know what actually happens to these places. But yeah, the rumors you hear are like, yeah, you sign the release. And if you make it out of there alive, you get to own the business.
You get 10 grand. Yeah. You're like, what?
So it's like, if that's true, which it's not, but if that's true, they're not going to let you leave. They're going to do everything in their power to, like, I mean, they'll throw a snake around your neck and, like, let it,
like,
just...
I've been seeing this on TikTok. Have you seen those, like, little... It's meant to be a scam where it's, like, it just has a bar. And it says, like, hold on to this bar for 60 seconds and you'll get, like, $1,000.
Okay.
And I guess kind of the trick is, after a while, the bar rotates and it kind of, like, gets slick. So it's, like, very difficult. But I saw one time where I guess this guy was just super strong and an athlete. He was on there and it was about to hit 60, and the guys running it just started to kind of like punch him in the legs and stuff. And then the guy got ticked and started like kicking him back. And then they low-key just tackled him off at like 58 seconds.
Oh.
And the guy was like, what in the world? And they're like, yeah, all right, next. Like, I thought it was so funny. They're like, we don't have $1,000 to give this guy.
It's like the movie Semi-Pro, where if they score like 130 points, everyone gets free corn dogs.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, now we got the game, you know, wrapped up. Do not score. We do not have corn dogs for everybody.
Yeah.
And then the guy who can't speak English scores. Mm-hmm. Fakitis, come on! Like, cursing at him.
You owe everybody corn dogs. Yeah. Get to work.
Oh, man. Yeah, haunted houses. I'll get down. As haunted as I'll go is a haunted corn maze. And even then, that was like college, because there's... Yeah. Girls nearby and they might hold my arm, best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a sense of like, can we escape this faster than our friends? That was fun.
That was a classic, huh? Back in the day, you're like, maybe this girl gets scared and touch my bicep.
Yeah.
And I'll live with that memory for months. So pathetic.
That'll hold me over until my next tweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's gonna feel nice.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah. What's your least part of fall? Least favorite part?
I mean, I think I've been pretty clear about seeing couples who post themselves pumpkin carving on Instagram. That drives me nuts.
Can we talk about the photo dumps?
Dude, I was brainstorming photo dump jokes yesterday on my drive home from Oklahoma.
I made a note. I'm going to do a photo jump, like a sarcastic photo dump, I think, or something.
Yeah, but I had the same exact thought.
Everyone's doing it. Who came? Just a dump?
And what I have an issue with is all these girls are doing photo dumps, but the one time I try to take a picture of a girl while taking a dump, I get in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm the bad guy.
You're the one who made up the trend.
Girls are photo dumping all the time. Yeah. I just wanted one.
Exactly.
One photo dump pic.
Listen, I thought this is where the complimentary kids were at the pumpkin patch.
With the small knives.
Yeah. This is the stalls. Don't get mad at me. You're the one who wants the photo dumps. Oh, yeah. And it's like 14 photos. Half of them are garbage. It's like, stop.
It's a picture of garbage. Yeah. And they're like, this is funny.
Photo dump. Yeah, I'm sure people would eat. I can't do the photo dumps. I just skim. No one's that. People who post long captions. These people, they'll post them like, fear is just a mental construct. When it's the first sentence and it's three paragraphs, unfollow, dude. the mute feature is the greatest. I actually get bummed about the mute feature because I liked people who knew me personally seeing that. Why'd Trey unfollow me?
You wanted them to know.
And I want them to maybe think about it a little bit. maybe there was a reason. Because I'll do it. I don't care. I have the guts.
You've unfollowed family members.
Yeah. If I know you personally, and if you confront me about it, I love you as a person. I'd love hanging out with you, but I couldn't do your Instagram.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm just saying. A lot of people don't follow me. That's fine.
That's great. It's because your captions are too long.
Yeah. My captions.
You got to calm it down.
The dumps.
Yeah. The photo dumps are getting insane. Girls like them, though. Yeah. Girls like them.
I see plenty of guys hopping on board too.
Really? I
haven't seen dumping any big time, man.
Male dumps. I think it's like on one end, it's a step in the right direction. Instagram's getting a little more casual, but yeah, I don't know if we need to post pictures of literal garbage. It's like, all right,
I know.
Maybe just go back to your face. That was nice. Like, I enjoyed the face.
Yeah, that's old. It's nice. Photo dumps, they're so just like more vulnerable. It's just like real life. We're just posting like no edits. Like, let's go back to the edited, curated ones, actually. I think that was better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thanks. That was a nice reminder.
Okay, eyeliner does a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You look like a clownfish. speaking of the human body, I learned something about myself today. Isn't that fun? I went to
third puberty.
Urgent care today, and I got measured in my height, which I don't know. I tell people, like, my height, and it's always just kind of
shoes
a guess.
Shoes on or off?
Shoes were on, but
okay. What, were you magically 6 foot?
No, 5 feet, 10.6 inches. That's pretty fired
shoes
up on that.
With the shoes on.
With the shoes on. All right. Hey,
look at his shoes. Those are 2-inch shoes, brother.
Yeah, I am wearing heels today. But can you guys see them? No, they can't see them. Good.
5'10". Yeah, it looks good.
I thought that was exciting. I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, I never go to the doctor. They always ask me, "Who's your primary care physician?" Just. Immune system, baby. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a doctor. I don't know
my
anyone.
Dad.
Yeah,
I don't know.
My upbringing. So I've always, every driver's license, I'm just guessing about height and weight. And it was nice to know, hey, I've crossed the 5'10 threshold.
Nice. What's your driver's license say? Because no one's as accurate.
I think mine says 5'10, 160, blue eyes. Which, why do they shorten blue to BLU? Are we saving that much space? Throw the E on there. Throw me a bone. Man. Come on.
Yeah. Mine says like 6'1, 175.
That's solid.
Pretty close to that still.
Yeah.
Pretty fired up about that.
Yeah, not bad.
We're still good. Driver's license. I remember I had a driver's license for a hot second. I thought it'd be funny to have make a funny face on my photo.
That is hilarious.
Update. Yeah. I mean, classic funny guy. I did that and then immediately read it because I entered the phase of getting jobs and internships and going into bars, and half the people that would see it would make some comment. Like I remember going to a bar once and like, ID, and he checked, and he's like, funny guy, huh? Handed it back to me. I was like, I got it. And then I got a job somewhere. We need a copy of your ID. And I my hair messed up. And I'm straight up doing this. I remember taking it. The lady there was like, you're so funny. Like, she was luckily supportive. I'm sure most people were like, sir, could you just simply stand there? So I went and got a change 6 months later.
That's funny. That reminds me. We were playing in this rec basketball league recently. And there's a guy on our team who would we don't wear actual jerseys. Like, we don't have numbers. And so.
Shirts and skins?
Kind of. It's like shirts and shirts. Mm-hmm. But the referees still need a number for you for when you foul to keep track of who's fouling or whatever. So there's this guy on our team who's like, Jake, what number do you want to be? And I'm like, I don't care. Just like, it doesn't, you know, yeah, it truly doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
He's like, all right, I'll put you down for 23. And I was like, don't put me down for 23. And so,
the greatest.
Yeah. So like, that reminded me when the bartender's like, oh, nice, funny guy. Every time I foul, I'm like, what number are you? 23. The ref's like, oh, we got a Michael Jordan over here. I'm like, I didn't want
this. The other guy gave it to me.
I'm not Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Talk to him about
it. Don't know. They're like, just put one down for me. And they're like, we got a foul here on 69. They're like, oh, this guy. You're like, he did it to me.
I thought he was going to choose like four.
Yeah.
That's like a single digit number.
It's like, well, you know how hard it is to try to mess to number 69? Grow up, man. I didn't do. That's so funny.
I didn't know. Yeah. Funny guy.
Show this guy.
Oh, TJ's calling me. TJ, call you back later.
No, oh, cool. My buddy hasn't texted me back yet, but I'm pretty excited. I think his birthday was, like 11 days ago.
Okay, that's solid.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, let's talk about that. I've been posting this on my story. Because, you know, I posted our classic, modern day roll call video.
Yes.
You know, making fun of baby names. And I got several DMs from teachers. It's back to school time. So the teachers were like,
oh, I got some names for you.
Look at this. So we're doing crazy white baby names. And I just want to go through some of these in detail on the pod because these are real lists. Someone sent me this. Check out some of these names. This is all very real from teachers that follow us, sent to me. Brandis, AC, Kazir, Galila, Calix, Zokari, Yondril, Romello, Kevianus.
These are the worst I've ever heard.
They get crazy, dude. How has a teacher memorized 32 names of that?
I mean, it's like borderline learning a new language, like having to teach German children for 9 months.
Yeah, I was joking about my story. It's like, can your dad to this day, if like, you know, some Middle Eastern guy walks in, he's like, my name is Unkash, or, you know, I don't know what it would. And I think most people would be like, okay, I'm reading this. I don't know. Tell me how it's pronounced. I got it in my head.
Say
now.
That again.
We're good.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell my father, any white dad, they'll never get it. Do you agree?
Yeah, why is that? It's
I don't know.
They're just like, I still don't
know. I feel like their own grandchild. It's like, this is, Yondrielis. They're like, where's my grandbaby? Yo, Daniel! Like, it's Yondriel, Grandpa. I don't know.
The next pandemic is going to be like Generation X grandparents having no idea what their grandchildren are named.
Yeah.
I mean, hordes of them.
My grandfather spelled my name T-R-A-Y his whole life. Imagine if he had to spell Trixabel. Maybe there's not a shot in... There's no way.
Trixabel?
Trixabel. Here's another classroom.
That's adorable.
Jessalyn, Kristen, Annika, Dawson, Tegan, Lavinia, Tyne, Rosella, Trevin, Taven, Talon. The last three are brothers.
Those got weirder as it went on.
Yeah.
Very white there at the start, though. Yeah. Tegan, Dawson.
Right.
Annika.
Isn't that great? Trevin, Taven, and Talon are, I guess, all this. They're three brothers, so they're either triplets or a couple of them are smart or dumb.
Yeah. Just got kind of one on every end.
Someone's name here is Knowledge, and I like to think they got held back.
Why is the biggest kid in class named Knowledge? That's weird.
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't check out. How do they spell it?
The Knowledge cannot pass a standardized test. It is a nightmare. Knowledge? Here we go. This is a school in Utah. They made a point to tell me.
Okay.
Here we go. Braddock. Ridge. Steel, spelled S-T-I-H-L.
Oh.
Linen. Brody, spelled B-R-E-A-U-X-D-E. Dodger. Honeybaugh.
Honeybaugh?
H-O-N-E-E-B-A-H. Honeybaugh?
Honeybaugh.
Elsha.
Honeybaugh.
Maverick. Brecken. Bronze, Taj, Diesel, Strawberry, Strawberry ending with an I.
I feel like you're just on a random word generator right now.
Bo, spelled B-O-G-H. Grady, Stetler, Sagan, Harlow, Hayes, Elodie May. Elodie May is Melody in Pig Latin.
Now we're getting places. Yeah. Is that all one classroom? What? Or like, what is this list?
Yeah. Classroom's gonna be that big.
Or no, I'm not. It's not the size of it. I just can't believe the frequency of these crazy names. Like, this isn't just like the worst names of 2021. That's in one classroom.
I was literally thinking this because I know I was posting some of these classroom names. Of course, there's a few foreign names in there. People are like, they're deeming me. How dare you make fun of the name Haruki? It is it's a common historical Japanese name. I was like, okay, I'm not making fun of Haruki. I understand. Yeah. That is like an East Asian name to some degree. But is there any other like culture or people group anywhere who's like I said, when you think of what's like, oh, Middle Eastern name, you kind of think of Muhammad or like there's like, or a Chinese name, it's kind of similar, Li, et cetera, similar to whatever other country. America was probably very much, we got, your Matthew, Jonathan, Catherine, we kind of get that. And it is. I mean, has there ever been a people group that were just like, we're going to switch it up? And it's great. Like, imagine, what if someone else does this? It's already so difficult for so many people to grasp, like, Japanese names. What if they flip this script? What if what if they're just like, this is Matthew? And Japanese people are like, we don't even, I want Japanese people to start using Matthew. And maybe we start doing that.
Here's why.
Matthew Matsuyama.
That'll never happen because all of these other people groups have culture and they have things going for them, but white people have no culture. So it's like, how do we stand out? Let's name my daughter after a type of hardware piece.
Yeah.
That'll help. Mm-hmm. That'll make her stand out.
Oh no. This is
your crowbar now.
This is Dorange.
Go to first grade.
This is Dorange.
We wanted something Dorange that would closely rhyme with Daniel. Orange. Yeah, I think it's just it's a white people, like, we need it's to be great, different. Man.
Oh, it's so good. I have a great friend who they're having a child soon, and I just I hate when this happens. Actually, I kind of love it. Where people we know personally, and maybe you feel this too, where they're like almost too much. Where they're like, "Yeah, why don't you know we're pregnant? And don't worry, Trey, we'll keep it toned down with the gender of you." I'm like, okay, I get it. Huh?
It's fine.
And they're like, I feel like if some people in my life are like naming their kid, and I've got to be in the very back of their head. I think so. And they like don't want to say it because they're like,
yeah.
I mean, we know. I have one of my best friends. I was like, what's your kid's name? He goes, Paxton. Yeah. Let's hear it, man. Go ahead. I was just like, I mean.
Yeah.
And I didn't make fun of it. I was like, you're an actual friend in my, But that is pretty great. And a lot of pressure for I've told Katie, like, I've set us up for our daughter will be Anne.
Yeah, you got to go the most common Bill. Name. Yeah, Dorothy and Tom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go old.
Yeah.
Like old Jake. Old people names.
Derek.
Those are strong names.
Yeah, that's they all. Are. Whoa.
Trey with an A, you could do that.
Trey with an A, yeah.
Like as a full name, like it's all of those.
Trey with an A.
Trey with an A.
Trey with an A.
Trey with an A.
Trey with an A. Trey with an A. Trey with a C-H.
Trey.
Trey. pray.
I don't think I realized that the names were getting that out of hand. Like, I knew that the names were like, oh, it's like, a thing, it's getting crazy. But, it's like, a thing. If it's 20 out of 25 names in a classroom are, like, absurd.
It's insane.
The next generation is, like, truly going to
really
be, like,
interesting.
Like, imagine if those were the names that signed, like, the Constitution or whatever. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, I can't read any of this.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think aliens were a part of
the... We got to tear down these statues, I'll tell you what, of Turpentine Matthews, okay? He was a horrible person.
I will say, yeah, it's going to be tough to ever get really mad at someone named, like, Metal Lark.
Yeah.
Like, how racist
could Square up, Metal Lark! What you saying? All right. Oh, yeah, that's got to be some of the most, that's got to be one of the most fun parts, getting on a... Yeah, a kid named Calyx. Calyx.
Hey.
Calyx. If you say that again, you're not be able to go back to outer space since you are a Star Wars character.
Do we need to sit out in the hall, Honeyball?
Yeah.
That's honey what I thought.
Honeyball.
Honeyball.
I'll call your parents, Jim and Nancy, if you keep doing that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Honeyball.
So that's Crazy White Baby Names.
Wow. There's something.
Oh, that's been great. I knew that would be a gold mine. I just knew it. It's amazing. There's so many, got so many lists from so many people.
That's phenomenal. Oh,
it's wild.
Yesterday, I was on Instagram, and I saw that a girl I follow and kind of know got engaged. I was like, oh, wow, good for them.
That was another one. Screw me.
Back to Twitter for me, I guess. No, but I was like, I feel like she like just started dating this guy.
Right.
And I started thinking about it more. I'm like, in fact, I'm pretty sure she was like in my DMs not that long ago. So I go and look. That girl DM'd me on July 5th and said, hey, how have you been? We should FaceTime sometime. And like saying all these like things.
Oh, whoa, aggressive.
We did not FaceTime or else I would be engaged now. Mm-hmm. But July. Yeah. What? I missed my chance.
Yeah.
July 5th.
We should like get engaged.
We should totally, we should July get engaged 5th. Like a month. I mean, like
she's apparently single
50 days from now
saying, hey,
she,
I see that you're hitting your puberty.
I see we're in the second trimester of puberty.
Yes.
What do you say? We FaceTime and shortly after.
So it is. Yeah. That like 9 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe. I mean,
not even that.
Either I mean, option is not good.
Like a month and a half. Really?
Maybe she was on a break when they came back and got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Eek. I thought that was fascinating. I was like, there's, I think COVID did something to people's like time span. They don't know how long like time has passed. Like she might think they've been dating for, you know, a year and a half. She has no idea. Someone should tell her it's been a month and a half.
Yeah.
You spent too much time indoors. You lose your concept of time.
A Christian girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that shock you?
No. What's, what do you think? So they'll probably have a kid pretty fast. Name it Leviticus or something. Leviticus, dude? Dude, I was thinking, you ever see those old videos of like people, they're trying to kind of goof on the Bible. They're like, this is a verse in the Bible. If a kid, if your son misbehaves, you should be stoned.
Mm.
You know, those old like, school verses.
The bear came out of the woods and mauled the 42 children.
Yeah.
That's a good verse.
Right.
Yeah.
His
my life first.
His emissions were like those of donkeys.
That's the one I have tattooed on me.
Yeah,
yeah,
that means a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
Those
forearms.
And those people say that like I can't believe it. I had a random thought where I was like, I wish I could be that guy in the video. They're like, if your son disobeys, you should be stoned. I'm like, yeah, I actually agree with that. Maybe I don't know. Maybe
I don't think this needs to be looked at within the context of its time. I think no, this is literal.
Let's think about that. He backs talks enough. Maybe he deserves a couple rocks to the temple. I don't know.
I will say.
You want to play catch with your dad so bad. Catch this.
Catch this.
Back talk your mother again, Leviticus. That's why we named you that.
I mean, it'll teach a lesson pretty fast.
Yeah.
You do have to, at a certain point, you can't hit the part of the brain that stores memory, though, because then you will just, you know, one step forward, two steps backwards.
Right.
And the child will also be taking several steps backwards physically.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be effective.
Yeah, absolutely. I read one of my favorite type of genres is true crime.
Okay.
Books, movies, podcasts, you name it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear about some of these kids who their parents were psychopaths and like abusive of them. Man, they were obedient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like they had them right where they wanted
them. Right. They're like, they
straight
did
A's,
what they were told.
Yeah. Never missed a practice.
Yeah.
Great athlete. Piano recital. First chair, clarinet.
My parents were really strict. Like, yeah. Yours threw rocks at yours? You too? Wait, I think we need to call the police, Leviticus.
I was making this joke last week on Ghost Hunters or whatever, but like there was a woman after the show last week who said she was sheltered, also me, but she came across as a homeless person, and so I think she might have meant literal shelter.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you were sheltered too? I know. Home Depot box. It was wild.
Yeah.
I totally related. Like,
it's like that same thing where it's like, oh, your parents were strict? Yeah, the zip ties were so tight.
Yeah.
Wait, what's up? Yeah, they would restrict the blood flow, right? Like, do you say your parents were restrict? No, they were strict.
They were, yeah.
They would restrict.
They would restrict, right?
The zip ties.
Oxygen? Yeah.
Shelter. No.
Live under a box? I love how either version of sheltered is both very much lives in a box.
In some sort of, like small,
metaphorical.
Yeah. Small, narrow view of
sheltered
things.
People, yeah. Are probably about as aware as other things as homeless people are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo? I'm not. She doesn't make Christian music.
So why would I know her? Yeah. All I know is this overpass underneath this bridge. I passed by. Never mind. I was going to talk about homeless people, but I don't think I'm going to anymore, actually.
Okay. Homeless people are very nice people. They're killing it.
Yeah, they're great. Never mind. I want to get into it.
I know.
Anyway, be careful. Point being, if someone says they want a FaceTime, they might want more than a FaceTime.
Okay.
They might want to marry you real soon.
Yeah.
I'll never know what would happen.
Maybe she was just going to talk like, hey, good to see you. Should I get engaged to this guy?
That was probably it.
Yeah, that was probably it. She just wanted advice.
Her parents are probably strict.
Strict parents.
When you look back...
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your childhood, what were your parents like kind of weirdly strict about? Any weird rules you had?
I know there's some. I can't think of one.
I feel like once you get to college, it's kind of the time where you figure out like, oh, we did some weird stuff. Yeah, or you did some weird stuff, you know.
That is so true. What, do you have one?
I was one of those kids who wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
Oh, for sure. I could no PG-13 until I was 13. I don't care. If some higher power was like, this is what we recommend your kids refrain from, they're like, agree. I mean, I couldn't. I remember I had they got me like a viciously violent game when I was like six, and then somehow along the way they figured out video games have ratings, so then all my friends were playing Call of Duty when they were 15. It was like, says 17,
it's not E for everyone.
I'm like, I swear my mom was like, I mean, you just wait, all your best friends, all six of your best friends, they're gonna shoot up a school bus because they're playing Call of Duty. Like, I don't know. This guy...
But they're going to have good aim, Mom. Mom, I want to have good aim, at least.
This guy's afraid to tackle someone on the football field. I saw him. He's on the C team. He's not... He just likes video games.
He's not aggressive at all.
He's the meekest boy in the world. He's just... It's a fun game.
He wouldn't go to a petting zoo because he didn't want to, you know, feed a goat out of his hand. Yeah. He was scared of it.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-mm. He's not dangerous.
No. I don't need this. Last thing I need is my son throwing a grenade. Or what's that called? The cocktail. A Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Down the classroom hall.
It's the last thing we need right now.
So it's video games. I love, that's one of the best, like, our growing up rumors ever. It's like some kid would, like, do something violent. It's like, I bet he's playing a lot of those violent video games.
Yeah.
They probably, as if, it's like, what a wild, like, leap in logic.
I think we talked about this on Do Less, God Bless, that podcast. Because it was okay. Like, I played a lot of Madden, and it didn't make me a better football player.
Right.
So, yeah. Where's the logic
I doubt
here?
I'm going to be sniping kids off a roof. I'm really good at Call of Duty.
Like, the army isn't asking me to, like, yeah. quick scope for them.
Yeah, I keep getting hit up by the Navy SEALs because my kill death ratio is 3.1. This is crazy.
Jeez, my mailbox is full.
Yeah. It's like, you got a speeding ticket? Well, you're obsessed with the need for speed.
I'm not surprised
at all. You're going how fast are you going in those little car games? 185 miles. I'm surprised you weren't going that fast down Kirkpatrick Lane.
Son, we got a thing in the mail from the mayor of Detroit. He wants you to live there. Do you know what this is about? I was playing Grand Theft Auto. You need to stop mm-hmm. playing those games, or else you're going to get recruited
yep.
to cities like that. You're too good at Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
They're going to want you to
They'll rot your brain.
Loot and steal and riot in cities yep. like that.
My dad was, surprisingly that unique, but my dad was obsessed with me like doing drills or something. Like he would like...
Like power drills?
No restricting or anything, but just like, you know, if I could just go out there and do some push-ups and make some jump shots. It was just a better day for him.
You know? Made his day better.
I'd always like, I clearly have no future in this game, but
I feel like a big thing also.
Why am I doing that with my foot? Did you notice this?
Yeah, you're good.
It's all good.
I'm kind of having to stabilize this anyway today because she kind of.
Is that wheel fixed?
Derek fixed the wheel, man.
Really? It's not
Derek
as bad.
Derek fixed the wheel.
Derek fixed the wheel.
Anything else?
As far as upbringing goes,
we're allowed one Coke a day, which is hilarious in retrospect. It's like that is a healthy thing to do.
Good.
Only one.
Good for you.
Man, Cokes are good.
I have a family full of people with great metabolism, so I just learned what a calorie was a couple years ago. That was the furthest thing from anything on our mind. Like, it was just like, you need to start every day with a good breakfast. So I made you cinnamon rolls, and if not, there's Trix. We have Trix cereal. You know, it's nothing but just the sugariest breakfast possible my entire 18 years of upbringing.
Oh yeah, that's everyone's.
It's awesome.
Honey buns were like one of my staple foods. I'm half honey bun.
Let's talk Little Debs.
Yeah.
Rate your Little Debs,
dude. Rate your Little Debs.
Okay.
Is an easy top five.
Oatmeal cream pies has got to be number one. Was that the golf course you and I were at?
I go honeybees. Shout out white people names.
Honey buns. It's pretty close to honey bun.
That's Little Debbie, yeah.
I think so.
I go honey bun one, cream pie two.
I probably go zebra cakes two.
These all have kind of weird innuendos, but honey bun, cream pie, zebra cake. Zebra cake three? Oh, Nutter Butters, dude. No. Nutty Bars.
Oh, okay.
Holy cow. Those are two. Honey bun one, Nutty Bar two, cream pie three.
I'm looking it up. Oh, Nutty
zebra
Buddies.
Cake four.
Those are good.
And number five, give me some Swiss rolls, dog.
Really?
Those Swiss rolls are slept on. And then the honorable mention, not Little Debbie, but the Hostess cupcakes were always in the pantry. And it was always fun to try to eat those in one bite.
I'm trying to find the name of these things. They were like zebra cakes. Oh, they're called fancy cakes. Remember those? Remember fancy
cakes?
I think
your mom just made those.
Oh, this was a woman named Debbie in my neighborhood. Never mind.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have known her.
She was a little woman.
She was small, though.
It was a little person named Debbie.
How did you feel about Fig Bars?
Fig Newtons?
Can we say that anymore? It's one of those things on Twitter.
I love Fig Newtons.
Okay, good.
They were always in our house as well. Those were a classic. That was my father's favorite. I feel like once you turn 40, you're just like, I love Fig Newtons.
I lost my first tooth inside of a Fig Newton. Mm. Swallowed it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't the brightest kid, huh?
No, I was not.
Yeah. Thank God for that fast metabolism.
It was out of me.
Tooth right out of there. The tooth losing was crazy, man. It's crazy how... I mean, do you ever do the connect it to a doorknob and slam it?
No, but I was such a wimp with teeth that I think my dad really wanted to. And my mom was like protecting me. Like, let's just let him pull it out when he wants to. But I mean, I would let a thing basically like hang on a string for days that had to drive my dad nuts.
Yeah, they didn't want to like tie it to a doorknob and do that because you'd be like, was that magic? They'd be like, don't talk about Harry Potter in this house.
It wasn't magic.
I love the thought of being like raised in a a household where they're like, Santa's real, Tooth Fairy's real, and Harry Potter is absolutely sinful to ever think could happen. You're like,
you just turned 8, here's a magic kit.
No.
But don't you dare do witchcraft.
Don't you dare. They're doing spells. But by the way, make sure you go to bed on time because a little fairy is going to fly in here and steal your teeth.
Which one of those mythical people were like you most like curious about or like, I guess, cynical about at the time?
Dad, because he was not around.
He would only come around every so often.
Oh, once a year. I'm kidding. Shout out to my dad. He was around daily. And
cool.
We were sheltered, but not the way you were sheltered.
Gotcha.
No restrictions.
I had a lot of hangups with the Easter Bunny for some reason. I don't know why that didn't sit right with me. I didn't see the correlation.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, this is a very important Jesus day. Jesus, he returned. Jesus. By the way. Go find the eggs.
In your yard.
There's a huge bunny coming right around the corner. I was like, which one do I... I can't see either of them, and I feel like one's more important than the other, so my brain can't do... That's kind of the thing, right? It's like, how many of these... I can only do 2 of these at once.
For some reason, I was totally okay with Santa being around Jesus' birth. I was like, oh, now that makes sense.
That makes sense. We're all very familiar with Santa.
But
clearly, that one is plausible.
That one, yeah.
But the bunny...
Plausible. The bunny makes no sense.
I love being an 8-year-old. You're like, Santa, okay, come on. Santa, we know...
Obviously.
Let's not be dumb. Santa... We'll see in December. But the Easter Bunny...
What? How does that work?
Do our parents think we're dumb? Oh, I love the Easter Bunny.
I think the Tooth Fairy I was pretty into. I lost my teeth so late, though, that I kind of lost out. By the time I was really losing them, I was too smart. Too smart. So
yeah.
I think they knew. So
I liked Easter, man. Easter. Speaking of Halloween, Easter too. Dyeing the eggs. Oh, I'd rather dye myself. Those were... horrible activities. Easter egg hunts, dude. I got last every Easter egg hunt I've ever been in. No interest.
This explains why you're terrible at finding your golf ball.
It's horrible. Oh, it's the worst. Half the time, my ball's probably right here. I'm like, I'm just going to get a new one. I'm sick of looking for this.
I really am so bad at it, too.
And I've done the thing where it's a classic man-wife thing, but women are so good at like knowing where stuff is.
Yeah.
So I don't even try to look anymore. I'll be like, Katie, I can't find it. And she'll just point to, it's like in my front of me. She's like,
the microwave is
okay?
Right there.
Yeah. Where's the microwave again?
Sorry. I was losing that and old socks.
Yeah.
Oh, the kitchen. Okay, once you said it, that sounded right.
Yeah, socks.
It's in the kitchen.
Kate and I, we share our socks. So if there's any, it's nice that you're 5'10 or something because you
could. 0.6.
0.6.
Thank you.
You could find a girl in that range where you could share your socks. It's pretty nice.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
I think I will wait till marriage for that. But yeah. You never know,
you
I guess.
You can share Katie's socks whenever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Can I get some before Hawaii?
Hawaii what? Her?
We should call
Hawaii.
We call it Weenos.
Weenos.
Group hammock.
She anytime, man. We go upstairs and go through her sock drawer. She's made it very clear that's okay to do.
It was weird when she said it.
Wrong drawer.
But out of nowhere, she's like, hey, if Jake ever needs socks, please let him have at my socks.
Seriously, seriously. I know Hawaii, the humidity and the feet and the socks. but it's a great perk, man.
That is kind of
nice. We were traveling, popped out of bed. My feet were cold. I couldn't find socks. Hers were right there.
Boom.
Fit like a glove.
Joint bank account, joint socks.
Doesn't get better. Does not get better.
You were saying you don't wear panties earlier, but now that we're into this realm, I'm starting to wonder.
If worse comes to worse.
Yeah.
I know on a trip, if I have some weird issue, I've got some backups.
And yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's really
cool. Above that, dude.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
I'll put on a pair of panties, no problem.
That'd be fun for Vegas. Should fly out there in those.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. My buddies were, it was a funny bit last year. They're like, look at Trey. So they're having me bring him back out.
What's on the docket for Vegas this year?
Golf, pool, food. There's a lot of sports happening. I'm devastated. The whole Jake Paul fight is coming up, but it's on Sunday. Why is it this upcoming Sunday? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Why is it on Sunday? Why would you ever have an event on Sunday?
I think Jake Paul is a devout Christian, and so he wanted to honor God by fighting on the Lord's Day. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. That makes more sense.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So, no, that is very strange.
It's not all sports going on.
To like
which is
watch.
A bummer, yeah. So, we'll just hang. Chill, eat good food, golf, sports.
Decline.
Play a little
drugs.
Poker or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. As being a group of white guys in our 20s, be asked 53 times if we want very illicit drugs and politely declining. And then if that person happens to be black, they say it's because they're black. And then I go, no, sir, that's not it at all. I just don't do drugs. Could you please leave me alone at this Taco Bell? I'm eating a quesarito at 3 a.m. So something like that typically happens.
Okay, so that's on the docket.
I'll never forget that dude. Guys, is it because I'm black? Like, what? No. Are you that shocked I'm turning down your
drugs?
Cocaine offer? I don't want that.
In Vegas, do they still have the guys who will... They're like wearing a backpack, but it's like a billboard. It's like a plastic billboard on their back. Is that still a thing?
Probably. I don't know. All right.
Don't knock on it.
That's asked me going to strip clubs all the time. I feel like, yeah, very sheltered. Like, guys, you try to get tickets to bazookas tonight? Like, oh, is that like a gun range?
Like an army thing?
Army thing? Oh, supporting the troops? Yes, absolutely. In time like this? And then you're like,
whoa.
No. It is funny. It's different, man.
Yeah.
When you look like that in Vegas, you're just... get harassed. But we lay pretty low now. We don't even really go to the strip. Just do our thing.
Nice. Good for you.
What are you doing on your trip?
This is the most unprepared I've been for a trip of all time. I just feel like we've been doing so much work-wise, and I've been traveling for other like personal stuff, so I have no idea what's on the docket. I have... Logistically, everything's taken care of. I got a place to live. I rented a minivan with blacked-out rims from Esteban on Turo.
Let's go.
That's taken care of. I actually booked that more than taken care of. Yeah. I booked that while you were on stage last weekend, so cool. That felt good.
Yeah.
Other than that, I do not know what to do. So if anyone comment below things I should do in Maui. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure I'll find something, but
yeah.
Swim, hike, eat, whatever.
Might be boring. Nothing to do here.
Hopefully I have good Wi-Fi, so I can catch up on Netflix.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Good vibes.
Not worried about it. Hawaii's an easy place to find a good time. Just eat a bunch of acai and... I don't know.
Dude,
see if I get my arm bitten off by a shark.
How good are acai bowls?
Oh.
How long did it take you to learn to pronounce that?
I kind of hit a note there on accident.
Let me think about that. Do you mind holding for a second? Let me think about your question. Start hitting people with that. I just sing more randomly.
Yeah, you should.
That was like my bit in high school. You ever see those viral videos? You show up to McDonald's, you're like, well, can I get a five with a Sprite and a French fry? And then it's funny. And then people are like, yay. But if you ever try that in real life, like me, then people go,
dude.
All right, sir. My gosh.
I wasn't even paying attention. So can you just say it again, but normally?
Yeah.
Less runs. I will provide those.
Yeah.
Not you.
Trust me. If there's anything this T-Bell needs less is runs. So just hurry it up. Acai is so good.
Yeah. First bowl I ever had was in Hawaii, a place called Banzai Bowls, which was kind of like bazookas, but, you know, they keep the coconut bras on.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little less breast, a little more fruit.
Yeah. You still get pulp in your mouth, though.
Mm.
That felt weird to say.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They're fresh right from the island. Absolutely, I get that.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't have a reaction. Really. Nice.
Derek likes it though.
Okay, we'll wrap it up on that one. But come get tickets to the tour.
Yes,
we're geared up to head out. It's gonna be a great time. Excited to hit all the cities. And enjoy your vacay, brother.
You too.
No, I will,
brother. Can I leave you with one last tweet?
Mm-hmm. End us on a big one.
January 22nd, 2014.
Great year.
Decided to join one and only one dating website. ... That's how bad I wanted to find love at first sight. Spelled S-I-T-E. The wordplay was just out of control.
On paper, these read really well. Be tough to ask you to, on a stage of any sort.
My goodness.
That's excellent.
I was just crushing it.
You were.
Three favorites at a time.
Love it. Correct opinions. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. Give us a good review. Share with your friends, all that good stuff. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good-looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.